Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Gerhart. Batting second. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting ninth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rob Deere. Batting fifth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Jim Pachyuk. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Birkbeck. And now, play ball. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart hits a fly ball into left field. Deere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins bunts towards the mound. Birkbeck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Deere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. Two outs. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerhardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pachyorek moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. Pachyorek scores. Castillo goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Deer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gerhardt, who is chasing the ball. Deer reaches third base with a triple. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Flanagan covering, for the out. Deer scores. One out. It's 3-0, Brewers. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviam hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schroeder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerhart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Braggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wiggins takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Deer. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Wiggins moves to third. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wiggins tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Brewers. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. It's 5-2, Brewers. Chuck Krim now pitching. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knight moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pachyorek scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviem hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Braggs. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerhart hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dwyer moves to third. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwyer scores. It's 5-3, Brewers. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Sviem settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pachyorek takes first base on ball 4. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pachyorek. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Pachyorek steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Greg Brock now playing first base. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Plesac now pitching. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flanagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Nelson Simmons pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Rick Manning now playing right field. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Floyd Rayford pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem misplays the ball. That's an error on Sviem. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gerhart strikes out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wiggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rayford moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.